How the Alt-Right Uses the President. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. HBO on Tuesday broadcast a Vice News documentary on Charlottesville focusing on Christopher Cantwell, one of the alt-right organizers of the Charlottesville event.
Donald Trump is not doing anything that I find particularly useful, frankly.
Reporter Elle Reeve and her crew actually jumped into Cantwell's escape van when the fighting started. They ended up talking for hours with all of it, including the outtakes recorded by Cantwell to protect himself.
At the worst case scenario, you're going to go out of your way to make me look like a f***ing asshole, and at which point I'm going to have to prove that you're dishonest people, right?
And along with the talk about race statistics and creating a white homeland and how it's sometimes tough to get a date, he also explains he had a plan to exploit the president's reaction, whatever he said.
When Donald Trump comes out and condemns all hate, bigotry, and violence, then we have to say, Donald Trump understands that we were attacked, right? And if Donald Trump came out and said, I hate the Daily Stormer, then Andrew Angelin would have to publish a piece saying, I understand, Mr. President, you had to do it.
What he means is he was ready to turn any statement to his advantage.
So if Donald Trump came out today and said, Christopher Cantwell of the Radical Agenda is the worst person who ever lived, I'd make it part of the introduction music to the Radical Agenda.
Which is his podcast.
And that is information warfare.
The way Cantwell sees it, it's a victory either way. The only way he could have lost would be if the other side hadn't engaged or if social media didn't exist. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.